Mountain City football is up next. It is time to visit with Coach Taylor Stanford. Coming off a win last week, the Panthers got the best of South Holt, 42-18, the final. Coach, another win, 2-1 on the year now. That one feels good, I'm sure.
Yeah, it does. You know, our guys played well Friday night. Really kind of started out the game slow, a little sluggish, but we kind of settled in defensively, got to doing our assignments, and then got some stops there.
You know, I'm hearing that same theme from a lot of coaches this year. Well, we started slow. I'm hearing that over and over, and I haven't met too many coaches that have a recipe to solve that. Do you have one?
not exactly. it's something we've kind of worked on in practice, just kind of, you know, just the way that we start our weeks, we got to start better,
mm-hmm.
Having better practices early in the week.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's one recipe for it anyway, but 42-18, 2-1 on the year now. The Panthers get a win over their old rival South Holt, and this week, new team on the road down to Stuartsville, take on Stuartsville-Osborne. Coach, what are you getting into this Friday?
You know, they've got a lot of athletes over there on their side of the ball. Offensively, the last few weeks they've tried to establish a run game early. If you can stop their run game, then they'll go to a passing attack. And they've got some pretty good athletes that they'll split out, that we got to do a good job of not getting beat over the top.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you this question. You're on the road this week down to Stuartsville-Osborne. I was there. It's been a long time since I've been down there to do a ball game. There are places that Mountain City we have traveled with on the road over the years that, let's say we go back in time. There's been some great improvements. Rockport's a nice place to go. South Holt has made nice strides in their facilities for football. But, boy, when you go on the road, it sure makes you appreciate Cyglinski Field and your facilities, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We have some great facilities up here. You know, our school has done a really good job of improving those things. And, I mean, Stuartsville down there, they've made some improvements to make it better.
And the thing I remember is about Stuartsville, and it wasn't bad at all. It was a great view of the game. It was a playoff game years ago. Mountain City was playing. We had a championship year, as I recall, on the back of a flatbed semi-truck sitting up on the road doing the game. So, you know, you never know what you're going to get into when you go somewhere. But that was one of them. Now you tell me that now the Panthers are on the other side, so might be a little crowded there on the sideline, but that's okay.
Yeah, it gets a little crowded there. You know, they kind of just put a football field in between their school and a road. So there's not a lot of room on either sideline.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice being over there on that sideline. But as you said, it is a little crowded.
And players make a mistake, they can't get away from the coach either, I guess.
That's right.
And you can't get away from them either if you want to think. All right, how's it going overall? 3 weeks into the season, everybody's got bumps, bruises, and bangs. How are your kids doing?
So far, our kids are doing good. You know, as everybody, we've got our bumps and bruises. But I feel like our guys are doing a good job of taking care of some of that stuff and trying to heal from some of those injuries.
What are you seeing now? I know this is the most important game of the year coming up this week because it's the game that's this week. But you've got a lot of football left to go. Things kind of working out. You see some patterns. This is the way we figured the season was going to go for a lot of these teams or not?
I feel like our guys have really done a good job of making strides this year to improve our play on the field, and it started with practice and the way that we practice. I feel like our practices have gotten a lot better this year, and that's something, you know, we're still working on getting our practices even better to kind of take that next step. But, you know, I'm proud of our guys. They've kind of done what I know that they can do. It's just a matter of us going out and doing.
And still, overall, as I recall, a pretty young team.
Yeah, it is. We've got four seniors on this team, but we've got a lot of juniors and sophomores playing, even a freshman in there getting some playing time.
Well, that certainly bodes well for the future. So, well, enjoy your trip this weekend down the road to Stuartsville, Coach. Remind the fans it is at Stuartsville, 7 o'clock Friday night, so good luck to the Panthers.
Thanks, John.
That's our Mountain City Coaches Show for this week.